Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, Bob's not here. So let's all get over that for a moment. Surely he's out golfing today. Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers. Our little friend Limits is... what is he doing? Playing in a rock box somewhere in upstate New York, playing wiffle ball? He's in, where is he? Geneva?
Yes.
Geneva on the lake?
That's
is that New York or Pennsylvania? Where is that?
There's one in each. I have no idea.
Okay. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How about you?
I'm good. And there's a lot to talk about. And I mean a lot to talk about. And we have to start with our dear Buccos. Doubleheader yesterday. Say this much if you're out there listening. There truly is never a dull moment. And I always say in sports, if you're going to be bad, be really bad and eventful. Be eventful. Be dramatic. The Pirates sit here at 30-46, only one team in the National League with more losses than them, and it might be the worst team ever created, or at least since 1899, when Ron Cook broke in as a beat writer, I believe. And this, it's too early for him. How many beers? Is he three beers deep in Fort Myers right now? Do we think Ron wakes up and drinks? I do. And I think it's healthy for him.
He said he walks at like 5 a.m.
Right.
And I assume immediately after that walk goes and gets his first beer.
Absolutely. Then takes a siesta right after that. Then goes to happy hour. I think he goes, first he reads a book. Ron's very well read. And then it's off to happy hour for free food and beer. And then an early night at 9 o'clock. Do you think he's found a significant other yet? I think he has.
I would not say one significant other. I would say that there's a whole pool of females that he might converse with. Yes.
Yeah, I think Ron probably.
Maybe one at the track that he walks with. And
One at the beach, one at the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. In every port.
He also goes to the gym now, right?
What?
Am I correct? I thought he's been pumping some iron.
I didn't hear of that. I'll have to text him for an update. Oh, my God. The Pirates. Where do we begin? Like, what's the biggest story yesterday? I suppose it's Dennis Santana taking a leaping swing at a fan. And, of course, because he plays for the Pirates, he swung and missed. Yes, Sean? Do you like that one?
That was a good joke.
And then there was... it doesn't sound like you're all that enamored with it.
It was okay.
And then Tommy Pham... of all people, at least he didn't make an obscene gesture to any fans this time. Apparently had a little dust up. But let's start. Well, then we had Skeen somehow not winning a game again. I mean, this has become more unlikely than the miracle on ice that this all-time great pitcher goes out there no matter what happens. He could have gone against Skubal yesterday. He could have gone against Nolan Ryan in his prime. Or, as was the case, he went against, quote, undecided. They didn't know who their pitcher was going to be until a minute before the game, practically.
They ended up throwing a reliever? Is that what they did? It wasn't even like,
I don't
a
even
true
know
starter.
Who it was. I didn't care.
Yeah.
And then they get off to a 4-0 lead, and he leaves at 4-2 and still doesn't get the win. And the only thing we'd be talking about, if Pham was thrown out at the plate, is Mike Ribelgo. who never met a chance to get thrown out at home that he would pass up in the grand tradition of Joey or Goey Cora and Rick Gofield. What's the best of those three nicknames, Sean, for Pirates third base coaches who couldn't control their arms?
Goey Cora.
Rick Gofield, Goey Cora, or Mike Ribelgo?
Goey Cora is my favorite. Yeah. He was actually one of my favorite players.
Was he?
Back in the Seattle Mariners, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
He always had a very big helmet that looked way too big on him because he's kind of a smaller guy.
Yeah. Wonderful man, though. I do know that. I talked to him a couple different times.
Did you call him Joey or Goey?
Well, Joey, yeah.
It's probably for the best.
And then you had the Pirates actually hitting and actually winning in the second game. But the big story here is Santana. And how do we get to the bottom of this one? I mean, crazily enough, it was only the second most unlikely altercation in the majors last night because we had a manager fight. Did you see that? Between Dave Roberts and Mike Shildt?
Dodgers and Padres,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Otani got plunked.
Yes.
Am I correct?
And Tatis either did or almost did. I forget which now. And then the managers are fighting. Tremendous. This wasn't so tremendous. This was out in the bullpen. And everybody you talk to will tell you that Santana's the most mild-mannered guy ever. I wish he would have given us at least a general category into which this heckling or this harassment fell, because it's very hard to make any kind of judgment. Like, you know, are we talking threats, like dangerous threats? Are we talking crossing a racial line? Are we talking crossing a family line? Like, what exactly happened here? Because for me, it needs to be probably one of those three, something very, very serious to justify what he did. So I wish we had more information. Without it, I'm sitting here, quite frankly, unable to make, you know, an evaluation, a verdict here, because I don't know what was said. I know just looking at the guy who said it, I wanted to punch him, but that doesn't mean you can. But I don't know what was said. Noah Hyles was on the morning show, and do we have a couple clips from him? He was there.
We sure do.
He was in Detroit. Let's play a couple of those and take a listen.
Yeah, I want to start off by saying, first off, that Dennis Santana is potentially the chillest guy on that team. And there are a lot of very relaxed, calm presences in that clubhouse. Dennis, I don't think I've ever seen him so much as, you know, have an angry face on, let alone be upset enough to go after a fan in the stands. So when I spoke with Dennis after the game, I mean, the obvious question is, I mean, what happened? What led you to do that? And he wasn't willing to share a ton of details, but what he said was a fan had been heckling him for a minute, and they crossed the line multiple times. And he said he doesn't condone what he did. He apologized for it and said it was wrong, but he said at least three times that person who he went after had crossed the line. Hmm. So I can't imagine. I don't want to speculate onto what was said or done, but if it upset Dennis, I would have to imagine it was pretty, you know, it was pretty inappropriate.
So where do we come down here, Sean? I mean, I get it. You know, he's a very mild-mannered man. I would only say that sometimes, you know, sometimes the calmest guys can also have a well of pent-up rage, I should say. A well of pent-up rage. That's not easy to say. Look at Limits, right? Look at City Limits, a very mild-mannered man.
Has he lashed out on anyone?
Well, some of us call him a human hummingbird. But I also believe he's saddled with a deep well of resentment and rage that could erupt like Mount St. Helens at any moment.
Well, that's concerning.
Don't we all have that? Mine is more on the surface, as I'm sure you've seen over the years. But seriously, I feel like it would be irresponsible of me to either way give him the benefit of the doubt or vice versa. Until I know what was said. I hear Noah. It sounds like it must have been something really, really bad. And that's the only thing that would justify, you know, going Ron Artest practically here and taking a leaping swing at a fan. I hate to fall in this gray area on this because it's talk radio, but I feel like it would be irresponsible to do otherwise. You?
I don't think we will ever truly find out, at least
I wish he would have. I wish he would have said. I wish he would have said.
The category.
Yeah. Yes.
Because obviously he's not going to repeat whatever was said in all likelihood.
And I'm sure Major League Baseball, it won't be hard to find the guy who was sitting there.
Right.
He had a Tigers hat on and a Clemente shirt, if
I'm
not mistaken.
And there is security
right?
out there in the bullpen.
There was a guy looking right at it.
Yes.
So he was standing right next to Santana when he jumped.
That would be to me, that's the situation where you would think security would intervene before a player had to do that.
Yeah.
So if it was something, and I think Noah said, like Santana said, it had been kind of brewing for a little while.
Yeah.
That you would want security to put a stop to that. And maybe that's what Tommy Pham was doing a little bit later, where he didn't want to get to the point where
Tommy has learned his lesson. I mean, you know, the quote, indecent gesture earlier this season.
He had issues previously.
Well, yeah,
too,
he
right?
slapped Jock Peterson across the face over a fantasy football texting dispute. So he's not a guy who keeps that that well of pent up rage. It's like me; it's more on the surface. How about you, Sean? Where's your rage?
I'm not filled with rage.
No, I saw a lot of ferocity on the basketball court. I felt it spilled over at the fan
like
five alarm
intensity. I would never, mild-mannered, I would say. I've never been in a fight. I know
no?
you have.
Well, two. I'm 0-2.
Oh.
I sang songs.
Well, there's always time to get that first victory.
There is yet. And it might come against City Limits when he comes back here. Tony Roloff was on my basketball team. I think it was ninth grade.
And, do you run a lot of pick and roll-offs with him?
Well, believe it or not, very nice. I made up a song about him, believe it or not, and sang it in the locker room. And he didn't like it. And on my way out to wait for my dad to pick me up, he attacked me with a backpack. Does that count as a fight?
What did you do in response?
Nothing.
No, I wouldn't call that a fight.
Basically coward.
No.
It was like Marina Mabry on Caitlin Clark the other night. I had no chance to retaliate. But even if I did, it wasn't going to go well.
You didn't get up swinging, though.
No.
I wouldn't call that. That was more of an attack on you.
And the other fight is very, very, very hazy. I just remember bits and... Oh, no, there's actually I'm 0-3 now that I think about it. There was a bar called the Pink Flamingo in Buffalo where you could buy an entire case of Old Vienna ponies. Have you heard of OV, Old Vienna beer?
I've not.
Delicious. No. So you sit there with your own case of the little beers, the ponies, right? And there was some sort of fracas. I may have again been singing a song about somebody. You think I would have stopped by then. But this guy, he punched me. And then outside, a whole group of them came around me. And then my friend Marshall Reinhardt, Rhino, we called him. And he was aptly named. He was a center on the football team. He came to my defense, but then they all started punching him. And then I took off like Usain Bolt. And the last thing I remember, Sean.
Was Rhino okay?
He wasn't okay that night. Wow. I can tell you that. On our drive to the emergency room. But the last thing I remember is, and it's like a bad dream, like you're running from somebody and then you fall. That's what happened. I was running and one of the dudes peeled off and ran after me. And the last thing I remember, it seemed like an army boot, some kind of boot kicking me right in the teeth. And this tooth right here, still bonded after all these years. I was bleeding like a stuffed pig after that. Rhino came around on a reconnaissance mission and picked me up and off we went to the emergency room. And I forget what kind of lie I made up for my parents the next day. It must have been a doozy because it was sort of obvious that I had been injured when I come home with half of a tooth, right?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, that's doesn't usually happen on accident.
Where were we? I don't know.
Dennis Santana.
I don't know where to fall on it. I don't know where to fall on it until I know more. Sorry, that's where I come down. Did Hiles have anything else to say?
He talked about Tommy Pham.
I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah.
Tommy Pham, what did you think of the play at the plate?
So I was watching. I went out for the NBA Finals game. And the place I was at actually didn't have any audio on. They were just playing their own music, which I thought was not the best way to go. But the Pirates game was on. I was kind of going back and forth watching.
Yeah.
When I looked at the replay, I thought he was out.
Man, it sure looked like it. I was listening to Wehner and Joe Block. And upon first blush, Wehner is like, man, that was an aggressive send. Big surprise by Mike Rebelgo, right? He said, man, that was an aggressive send. And it looks like he's out. But then he started looking at different angles and said, wait a second here, I can't tell. And neither could I. I've looked at it 8,000 times,
and I can't
tell.
The original call was safe, correct?
Yeah.
So that's a situation, I'm guessing, where they didn't have conclusive either way.
Right. And then you hardly ever see a manager get thrown out because he argues a replay. I mean, what does he want the guy to do? They just looked at it on replay. I mean, doesn't that come down from New York or
no? I think that the managers realize that, but they just have to do that for their team's sake, for public, perception.
Absolutely. So, and then there's Skeens. Sean, I'm speechless on this one too. Every game, the guy goes out and he's lights out good, you know, certainly good enough to win every time out. I think I saw he has the lowest ERA for a Pirate at this point in the season since 1965, and I forget who it was, Elroy Face or somebody like that. And he never gets a win. It's one of the strangest statistical oddities that I've ever seen in baseball. It's crazy. Do you know when his last win was? Let me put it this way. How many wins does he have since April 26th?
One.
Two. And he's pitched good, good, great, 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 good. Between good and great last night, little too many walks. And he's 1-4 in those games. He's allowed... In a total of 10 starts since the end of April, he has allowed 11 runs. He started 10 times and has allowed 11 runs, and he has one win Is there a stranger baseball stat of all time than this?
It's almost like the team just doesn't really try very much whenever he's pitching because they just assume he's going to do enough. It's crazy. He has more wins over replacement right now than actual wins. He has 4 wins and his WAR is 4.3, which is
part of the problem was, yesterday it was the bullpen. Ollie Mattson came in and had a rough one, and there it went. I know his name is Isaac, and nobody knows who Ollie Mattson is. He was a famous running back from a long time ago. You didn't know that either?
No, I did not know
that.
Sorry.
That was lost on everybody. Off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. We have a lot to talk about today. We're going to do some quarter century teams. Are you excited about that, Sean?
I'm very excited about that.
We did a little bit of Steelers yesterday with Bob and Jeff Hathorne. We're going to do Pirates and Penguins because it seems to be about that time to be doing these things. Our six-pack brought to you by Bet365. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. There's a gigantic local story brewing. It's in full swing here at the NBA Finals. I mean, this is mind-blowing. TJ McConnell, you could walk from here to Char Valley practically. What is it, 5 miles from here, 7 miles from here? It's right down the road. You go Green Tree Road, you make a right. I think you're still on Green Tree Road, if that's not Cochrane, and you think I'd know, living here for 25, 35 years, actually. And then you make a left on Route 50, and then a right to Char Valley. And that's where little TJ McConnell was born. And this dude is not guardable in the NBA Finals. And if his coach had done the right thing and played him as much in the fourth quarter of Game 5 as he did in Game 6, I granted because it was a blowout, but he wasn't tired last night in the fourth quarter somehow, like his coach said he was the game before, they would have dropped confetti last night at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Instead, they forced a Game 7, and he's as important as any player on the floor. And I mean that. They put Lou Dort on the dude last night. TJ McConnell, at this point, he has over 60 points, over 15 rebounds, and over 25 assists in the NBA Finals. He's the first bench player in Finals history to reach those milestones. Or better said, those benchmarks. Do you like that one, Horst?
That's good. Good pun. Ginobili, you figure, absolutely would have been able to do that.
So Ginobili came off the bench for some of those Spurs championships. Michael Cooper, for a little while, came off the bench. Iguodala came off a bench. McAdoo, Sean Livingston. We could go back forever. The Microwave, Vinnie Johnson. Nobody's done what this dude is doing. And those aren't like some obscure, like Antonio Brown. Remember when he, what was it? 50 yards and 6 catches streak or something? That's points, assists, rebounds. This dude is not guardable. I can't believe I'm saying that, but they haven't figured him out. Last night he had 12 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. In Game 5, he was 18-4-4 on rebounds and assists. In Game 3, he turned that game completely around when they were lethargic in the first half, and he became the first bench player ever in the Finals to get 10 points, 5 assists, and 5 steals in the same game. This is remarkable stuff. It's historic. I'm going to have Mike White on later in this show today. He's very close with the McConnell family, has gone to Indiana to do stories on TJ. I want to talk to him about that because it's a huge story. And man, I never thought I would say this, but I think one of the tipping points in Game 7 will be if Rick Carlisle uses TJ McConnell freely and effectively and doesn't limit his minutes like he has in the past. What a show he's putting on, Sean.
I was looking at some of the comments on Twitter after a video of him. And I believe it was actually the video of he and his dad in the post game, which is really cool. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is not just the Pittsburgh slant. These are just general comments from NBA fans saying that if Indiana wins, he has a legitimate case to be the MVP.
That is a great point.
Now, I don't think he would get it.
Well, that depends on how that works. Yeah, it depends on how that game goes.
But like the fact that he's being discussed for
Yes. If Halliburton is hurting in that game or completely ineffective and TJ comes in and steals the show, I mean, Siakam would be the other obvious choice if they win, right? And his numbers are bigger and his minutes are bigger and he would probably win. But the fact that that is something to ponder and not just pass off is incredible. It really is. What a story TJ McConnell is. It had our friend Pony positing his Mount Rushmore of local basketball players from history, Western Pennsylvania.
Okay. Not many in recent history.
Well, who's on the Mount Rushmore? If you include, it has to be more than high school. Like there's been a lot of great, great high school players. So there has to have been college and pro, some combination
there. George Karl?
Not for me, no.
You're not counting what his contributions are as a coach then?
I'm just talking players.
Okay.
And Pony was just talking
players. He was an NBA player too, right?
Yeah. I think he was. So the guys that are obviously on this are Maurice Lucas and Billy Knight, right? Maurice Lucas from Schenley, Billy Knight from Braddock. They were both great in college, and they were both really, really good in the pros. In fact, I saw Billy Knight at the YMCA in Buffalo put on a clinic right across the street from my house, I might add, Sean. And we had Billy Knight on the air. Surprisingly, he didn't remember meeting me. But
it's hard to believe.
I sure did remember meeting him. Man, I didn't beat him in anything. He was a great shooter. Great player. Those are two. Those are two givens. Then it gets very, very murky. Now, there's a guy named Jack Twyman that I think is a shoo-in on this list. I think he's a shoo-in. He went to Central Catholic, and he had a really good college career at Cincinnati, like a great college career. And then he was the eighth overall pick of the second round of the draft, and he played 11 seasons in the pros and averaged 19.2 points per game, Sean. Him and Wilt were the first two players in NBA history to average more than 30 points a game in a single season. He had a 59-point game in the pros. Like, I don't remember Jack Twyman. Ron Cook probably covered his from, you know, elementary school on. You're supposed to throw in a Ron clip of some sort other than the laugh. that one will do. He has to be on this list. Listen to this, and I know we're not including this, and I didn't realize this. Jack Twyman became an announcer, and he made a famous call in the Willis Reed game, the most famous injury comeback game in the history of sports, during the pregame segment with Ken Schenkel or Chris Schenkel. Twyman noticed that Willis Reed was moving from the tunnel toward the court, and it was Jack Twyman who exclaimed, quote, "I think we see Willis coming out." That's him. He has to be on the list. I'm sorry, not for that, but for his high school, college, and pro career. Now, his high school career is interesting. He got cut. You talk about Michael Jordan getting cut as a freshman. Old Jackie Twyman got cut as a freshman, sophomore, and junior. Did you know that, Sean?
Of course you didn't. That.
And neither did I until about 3 hours ago. So those three are on the list. And then where do we go? We can take calls on this, by the way.
Stu Lance,
you're coming up with some unbelievable names here.
So I knew him as a Lakers broadcaster.
Yeah.
He played a dozen years in the NBA and averaged double digits in scoring. So that's pretty impressive.
It's impressive, but not as much as some of these other guys, I hate to tell you.
Well, I agree, but I would say that his resume is ahead of TJ McConnell's as an NBA player.
What? No chance.
You don't think so? See,
what TJ McConnell has done in these finals might elevate him to Mount Rushmore status. I agree with Pony.
You'd put him ahead of Lance at this point?
Lance is not even on my radar here. Let's do a couple of other names. Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers.
Can I mention a current player that never gets talked about?
Yes.
Cam Johnson. Played in the NBA Finals 4 years ago. And
played at North Carolina. He's a good one. What about Dick Grote? His numbers hanging up at Duke, right?
But did he play like 1 year in the NBA? Did he play
at
all?
I think he played a little bit for Detroit. I'd have to go back and look. But he's, I mean, if you're, you know, if your college career is that great, then it sort of overemphasizes the NBA, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I agree. And he could have obviously been an NBA player if that was the sport that he elected to pursue full time.
Okay. How about Armon Gilliam? From Bethel Park, went on to a very good career at UNLV. I think, if memory serves, he was the second pick in the NBA draft. Is that right? I think he was the second pick in the NBA draft. Phoenix drafted him second overall. He had years where he averaged 19 points and 9 rebounds in the NBA. Years where he was many years, he was a really good NBA player. He was. He hung on for a long time, and some of his numbers waned late in his career. He was a double-digit scorer every full season of his career until he was 33 years old. So he's got to be at least considered. Him, Dick Groat, Maurice Stokes, who had his career tragically cut short, was a great, great player. DeJuan Blair, his NBA career didn't go great, but his college career sure did, right?
Yeah, and he was a legitimate NBA rotational guy.
Sure.
It wasn't like he, you know, never got off the bench. He just we kind of knew he wasn't going to have a lengthy career because of the physical limitations he had.
Don Henin from Wampum, right?
I don't know the first thing about Wampum. You're going to have to.
But you know the first thing about Don Henin. He lit up Pitt's opponents like a pinball machine. He was a legendary college player. I don't know where Wampum is either. I think out in Beaver County somewhere. I'm sorry to everybody in Wampum if that's
people
incorrect.
Are saying Pistol Pete, but I don't think he qualifies.
No,
right?
I was going to come over to Pistol Pete. I was going to come over to Pistol Pete, and I wrote the Pistol Pete story a number of years ago. And the headline of which was Pistol Pete's legend lives on in Aliquippa. And I found his old college roommate, Paul Milanovich, which was unbelievable. I mean, I went up to Moon and sat there at a restaurant and was talking to a guy who lived with Pistol Pete. And Sean, if you ask me, we've had this topic from time to time, if you could go back and watch some athlete at the very height of his powers that you never got to watch, who would it be in what sport? And one of mine, and maybe my number one, is Pistol Pete in his floppy socks at LSU. When he went to LSU, the freshmen couldn't play on the varsity. So they had this old building there at LSU where it would get packed for the freshman game to watch him, and then everybody would leave before the varsity game.
Is he the best college basketball player ever?
He's one of them, man. He's
Kareem.
One of them. Kareem. Christian Laettner was pretty damn good. There's a lot of them. Magic Johnson wasn't bad. There's many, many of them. But here's the thing. Pistol Pete was in Aliquippa for a very short time. That's the thing. Is I don't think we can really claim him as a Western Pennsylvania guy.
And he did not play high school ball in the area.
Yeah, I think that's a prerequisite for this topic. So, as I wrote here, I'd always wondered how the tiny portion of Pistol Pete's life spent in Beaver County, from kindergarten through third grade, shaped him and those around him. Do people still remember him around there? And it turned out they did. He was born here, too. He was born at Sewickley Valley Hospital on June 22nd, 1947. So he was born here and then kindergarten through third grade. That's not enough. Of course, if we could claim him, he would be number one on Western Pennsylvania's basketball Mount Rushmore. Number one. He's Pistol Pete, for God's sakes, right?
Yeah, I never thought that he was a guy that you truly could consider as a Western PA basketball guy, even though he was here.
Me neither.
It was not really during the time that you would consider it part of his basketball development.
You can't, I don't think. However, that was one of the most enjoyable stories that I ever wrote, and I was over at the arena putting the finishing touches on it, and the NCAA tournament was here. So Trey Young was here, and so was Mike Krzyzewski. So I walked into the Coach K news conference before his team's game, right at PPG Paints Arena. I waited for everybody to get done, and I piped up, and I'll tell you next what I asked Coach K about Pistol Pete, because he gave me a surprising answer. I'll tell you next, and you want to weigh in on the Mount Rushmore of Western Pennsylvania basketball players all time. I'll finish with this before we have a brief intermission here. A lot of people will tell you that Kenny Durrett was the best basketball player who ever came from here. Kenny Durrett. 412-928-9370. B.B. Flannery is a nice one, too. And I've enjoyed my talks with him in later years, particularly when he was at Celtics camp.
He just got a court named in his honor, I believe, in New Kensington.
Man, he would tell me he was out at Celtics camp with all those dudes, and it would be out in the middle of the woods, like they stayed at a cabin, and they would go into this little gym, and ferocity would ensue with Bird, McHale, DJ, all those guys, and B.B. Flannery was right in the mix. I could talk to him about that all day. 928-9370. I'll tell you what Coach K said. And Trey Young when I asked them those questions. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, we stumbled into a conversation here because TJ McConnell from right down the road is putting on maybe the greatest bench performance in NBA Finals history. Think about that for a second. The only bench player ever who has reached these benchmarks. 60 points, 15 rebounds, 25 assists in a series. The only reserve ever in the finals who went for at least 10 points, 5 assists, and 5 steals in a game. He had 18-4-4 in game 5 for Pony in the afternoons. That has vaulted McConnell to Mount Rushmore status. It's not like he had a bad college career either or wasn't doing anything in the NBA until now, right? Or high school too. You know, we include all this. I'm not quite ready to put him there. If we're talking Mount Rushmore of Western Pennsylvania basketball players, some and the prerequisites here, you know, somebody mentioned Norm Nixon. He's not from here. You have to have played high school basketball here for sure. And people were mentioning Pistol Pete. There's two guys who, in my mind, are indisputably on this list. Maurice Lucas from Schenley. Great college career, great pro career, all-star games, all defensive first teams. 20 points a couple different times he averaged, and he was an NBA champion and the enforcer on that team. He's up there. His bust is up there. And Billy Knight is up there. It has to be. At Pitt, the late, great Rich Emmert for the Post-Gazette in March of 2012 ranked, he didn't rank him, but he did put out a top 10. He just said these are simply the 10 best. And, you know, Billy Knight averaged a double-double for his career at Pitt. 22.2 points, 12 rebounds, and he shot 52% from the field. And he wasn't a center, you know? He wasn't just standing there and dunking. He was a 6'7 forward. And then he led Pitt to the Sweet 16. And then in the NBA, actually for Buffalo one year, he averaged 23 points a game. In the ABA, he was a great player, I think, for the first three seasons of his career. Then he goes to the NBA, averages 23 a game, had other years of 17. He's on this list. Then we can start the arguments. I think that Jack Twyman has to be on the list. He has to be. He might be the other automatic. I mean, come on. He had 59 points in an NBA game. Him and Wilt were the first two guys to ever have 30-point games in the NBA. He averaged 19 points. He didn't have a great high school career, but he had a really great college career. He has to be on there. His last year in college, he averaged 25 points and 17 rebounds, and he was an All-American in 55 at Cincinnati. And then I just told you what he did in the NBA. So that's three. That's three that are on there. So there's a spot open for, I don't know who, Norm Van Leer, Kenny Durrett, Maurice Stokes, Don Henin, Dick Groat, TJ McConnell. Did I mention Norm Van Leer? I think I did. Before I get to the lines, I want to tell you that quick story about one of the most enjoyable stories I ever wrote was when the NCAA tournament came here in 2018. And I wanted to find out, you know, did people still remember Pistol Pete, even though he was here for such a short time? He was born here. Like I said, it's the Wickley Valley Hospital, and I think he was here kindergarten through third grade out in Aliquippa when his dad was coaching. It's not long enough. He didn't play high school here for him to be claimed as a Western Pennsylvania guy, but man, sure enough, people remember. Like I said, his old college roommate, Paul Milanovich, lived in Moon, and I met him, and we talked, and a bunch of different people remembered Pistol Pete dribbling a basketball in the rain all day long, things like that. I got his elementary school photo in this story. I mean, it was a labor of love to put out this story. And then at the last minute, I think I was getting ready to do a show with Mulsey, if memory serves, over at, what's the hotel next to the something Suites? Now I can't remember.
Spring Hill?
No, something else. Right. We used to do shows there right next to PPG Paints Arena. And I thought, you know what? For the last section of this story, I should update this because I've got Trey Young, who was putting up Pistol Pete-like numbers right over at the arena getting ready to play a game, and Mike Krzyzewski was over there. It's 2 seconds away. I was on deadline, but I'm like, I'm going to go over there. So I walk into Coach K's news conference late, just like a pregame thing, you know, and waited till everybody was done, and I said, Coach, I apologize. I sort of have a question here off the beaten path. Pete Maravich spent some of his formative years in Western Pennsylvania. When I say his name, what do you think of? And Coach K said, it just makes you smile. Every kid wanted to be him. Just magical with the ball. To me, people talk about a guy going into a zone. He was in a zone all the time, Coach K said. Probably the most entertaining player on the collegiate level that I've ever seen. That is a good quote, and I thanked him profusely for that. Then I went and talked to Trae Young, who was averaging over 30 points a game that season, which is very, very rare in college, Division I college basketball. Over 30. Now realize that Pistol Pete's career scoring average without a three-point line was 44.2. No shot clock, no three-point line, and this dude was piping it up at 44.2, Sean.
And he wasn't playing at a lesser school against lesser competition, right? He was going against the best of the best, I'm assuming, during his time.
Right. And so I was like, I read some of the numbers to Trae Young, and he was sitting there, and he just started shaking his head. He said, that is unbelievable. And just me being mentioned in the same category or even the same breath as someone like Pistol Pete Maravich, that is a legend right there, and it's an honor. And then the last photo in the story is from Mike White, who's going to join us later to talk about TJ. Mike White went to a Pistol Pete camp when little Mike was just a savvy young news hound out wherever he grew up, somewhere in the North Hills, I guess. And there it is, an autographed poster of Pistol Pete. But let's go to the lines because I'm torn right now. I think there's a spot open. I think it's Maurice Lucas, Billy Knight, and Jack Twyman. And then I think anybody from Kenny Durrett to Norm Van Leer to TJ McConnell. I mean, if TJ McConnell steals game 7 here and becomes an NBA legend, if Halliburton's hurt, if he goes 20-10 in game 7 and beats a 68-win team, he has to be on here. Do you agree with that?
It certainly would be a big feather in his cap. Again, I have a hard time comparing him at this juncture because he still has probably another 5 years ahead of him.
Yeah.
So we'll see where he ultimately ends up. But
I don't know that it'll matter if that happens in game 7.
He's definitely in the discussion. I agree with that.
Let's go to the lines.
All right, let's go to Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to say this. I grew up with Pistol Pete in his early years.
Ooh.
Okay. And my best friend started alongside Pistol Pete for 3 years at LSU.
Who's your best friend?
His name is Rich Hickman from West Aliquippa.
Yes.
Okay. And I have 100 stories about Pistol, but the point of it was Pistol left when he was about 8. Okay. And I played like itty bitty basketball with him. I mean, I didn't play with him, but I played. And basically there wasn't anything he couldn't do with a basketball. His dad would ride him around town. He'd be sitting in the back seat of his car, roll the window down, and he was dribbling the basketball as his dad was driving the car.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And yes, Paul Milanovich was also on that high school team at Aliquippa with Rich Hickman, and obviously grew up because of the Serbian connection. But Pistol, by far, was the most talented guy I've ever been around. And you're saying, well, why, who are you to judge that? First of all, let me give you my age.
I'm Wait, who are you referencing, me?
No, I'm saying me. I'm 77 years old.
Oh.
And I've seen all these guys play.
Yeah.
Okay. And Pistol has to be up there with the best. And I understand your point. And when you say, hey, he wasn't here long enough, but you're missing a guy in Beaver County named Simi Hill.
Yes.
He played alongside Van Leer. Okay? You're missing this guy. First of all, I think I've seen 25 state championship games. My dad would take me. That was our vacation when I was a kid growing up. I run the CJ Betters tournament at the Dome. I've done it for 32 years. Okay, high school basketball tournament, which is the longest running in Western Pennsylvania. I've seen these guys. Simi Hill he could have scored 60 points a game if Hank Kuzma could have turned him loose. Hank Kuzma of Midland never ran the score up. He had Van Leer on the team. He had Rod Brown. Rod Brown went to Point Park, scored about 29 points in the state championship
game. Well, Simi Hill, there's no doubt that Simi Hill, and I appreciate the call here. I want to get to a couple others before we get to Ray Fittipaldo, top of the hour. Simi Hill was the 16th overall pick in the 69 draft and was a great player. Now, his professional career, for whatever reason, didn't quite pan out. So, I mean, yes, he deserves mention, but we're talking the Mount Rushmore here. Next.
We're going to go to Diane, in who wants to weigh in.
Hello, Diane.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Joe. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to reserve a spot on your Mount Rushmore for Dick Groat. And it's unfortunate that most of us were not old enough to have seen him play, and there's almost no film available. But he was, at Duke, National Player of the Year in both his junior and senior year.
Yeah.
And also, it took J.J. Redick 4 years and the three-point shot to surpass what Dick did in 3 years with no three-point shot. And he is the only person in both the College Basketball Hall of Fame and the College Baseball Hall of Fame. So maybe he needs a spot on your...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.